Hello and welcome to the 17th edition of the Raise World podcast. Hello to those of you listening on the Blind Cool Tech podcast. I'll give my contact information now at the beginning of the podcast rather than at the end as I normally do. If you want to contact me, you can do so at RFORETJR@bellsouth.net. That's RFORETJR@bellsouth.net. If you're listening via the Raise World subscription, then it's even easier. All you have to do is open the context menu on this particular podcast. Then you go down to show notes and click on it, and there's a contact me link in the show notes page. Okay, now let me get right to the point. This is going to be a rather short podcast, and a rather costly one at that. I had to throw my church audio mics out. Why? Because I ruined them. How did I ruin them? Well, actually, I only ruined the one, the right channel microphone, by getting it slightly wet. I've recorded many a bath since I got my HiMD, the MZR-H910, and I had always used the Sony ECMDS-70P stereo microphone, with success every time. So I anticipated that I would be able to use the church audio mics with the same degree of success. I had the church audio mics feeding into the church audio preamp, and the preamp fed into the line level input on my mini disc recorder. Everything went well until I started washing my hair in the shower. But here is exactly what happened. You'll get to hear how the microphone goes out and all the stuff that ensued as a result. Here is a rather costly and rather short time-wise podcast on the 17th edition of the Raise World podcast.
Now to start filling the bath with water. It's funny, I haven't recorded a bath in a long time. I've taken them, I just haven't recorded them. Might as well do this bit now. But just before I might do a thing here. Just a second here, I might just do a thing here just for fun.
Let's see. There we go. Okay, this is the left channel. This is the left microphone I'm talking into. And this is the right microphone that I'm talking into. And now, for the rest of the bath itself.
I haven't recorded a bath in a long time. Suppose I could shave in the bathtub, although I normally don't do that nowadays. I just don't, but partly for the sake of convenience, I might as well do it. All the hot water's gone already. Gone. Just as I finish shaving, the hot water goes. The hot water never lasts long in this hot water heater. I think this is maybe a 15-gallon hot water heater. I don't know. Anyway, I suppose I had better put this razor up. Now that I'm about as done with it as I can be. And then I'll get back into the tub. Soak a little. One black pants and a white shirt, just in case. I'm probably not going to need them, but I'd rather not take a chance. And so I'll bring them just in case I need to. And now it's back in the tub for me. Looking forward to today. I really am, and it'll be very interesting.
Thank you.
to go again. This is the left channel test. This is the right channel test.
Try it again.
This is the right channel test. This is the right, this is bad, this is the left. This is the left channel test. And this is the right channel test. This is the left channel test. This is the left channel test. This is the right channel test. This is the right channel test.
It was at Pam Quinn's suggestion that I post this to the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, and so I have. I've posted it on the Raise World Podcast and on the Blind Cool Tech Podcast also. My contact information is available in the show notes page. If you're listening to this via the Raise World subscription, you just open the context menu on the particular podcast, and then the Contact Me link is in the show notes page. For the benefit of those of you listening on the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, you can contact me at rforetjr@bellsouth.net. Well, on the 18th edition of the Raise World Podcast, I'm going to go and apply for food stamps, and you'll hear pretty much the whole sequence of events, with some editing out done in the waiting room, because waiting rooms are usually pretty boring, but I have some observations to make in that podcast, which will, I hope, be of some interest to some of you. And with those things in mind, we'll be looking forward to the next show, which should be coming this coming Sunday or this coming Monday. In any case, that's it for the 17th edition of the Raise World Podcast. Thanks for listening, and God bless.